On September 28th, Hurricane Ian, a Category 4 hurricane, slammed into Florida's Gulf Coast. The storm ended up being the second most deadly storm this century, with 148 deaths and massive devastation across Fort Myers and the surrounding area, including the home of my parents, Sanibel Island. That day, I was told to prepare to say goodbye to my brother, who stayed to face the storm head-on. Luckily, he, his loyal dog, and his home survived. 2 months later, recovery in Fort Myers and on Sanibel and in the region continues. I spent my holiday on the island with my parents, as I do every year, who just got their AC and internet back just days before I arrived. I was prepared to see damage, but finally seeing the impacts of a hurricane in person was something I won't forget anytime soon. Debris lined the streets, and every day, truck after truck would scour the island, lifting the tangled mess of home appliances, bikes, kayaks, and more. While the strong winds ripped shingles and collapsed roofs, when I spoke with my family and people on the island, there was a common theme. No one was prepared for the storm surge.
The big difference with this Sanibel, with this hurricane, is the storm surge. And this hurricane was sort of the picture-perfect example of what the science community is telling us is going to happen more frequently with climate change. The hurricane was high intensity and was just shy of a category 5. It also was extremely slow moving, which is, you know, something that we're seeing more as the changes in the jet stream occur. It's not pushing these storms out, so the storm just sat out there for hours, and that combined with higher sea levels allowed just massive amounts of surge to come over. And it's been, I think, close to 100 years since Sanibel seen anything like this before.
That's Bob Moore, Sanibel resident and co-chair of the Sanibel Captiva Renewable Energy Group. Many view Sanibel as just a vacation destination, but thousands of people live there year-round, and when the storm hit, it caused organizations and businesses to pivot, like Keely Moore and the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation.
1,000 people stayed on this island during the storm is the estimate, and it's just everyone needed to get off this island and get the resources they needed. And so we helped with that for the first few days after the storm. And then we realized that we needed to shift gears and the community needed our help. Anyone in the community that reached out that needed help, it was an all staff effort for us to change our motivation to help them out. So we were taking moldy drywall off people's garages, and we were helping people remove debris from their yards and taking moldy furniture out to the curb for them, because these people, like, it's weird for outsiders to feel like people live on Sanibel because it's such a tourist destination, but people work out here, people live out here full time, and a lot of these people are elderly. They're retired, and this is where they chose to live out, you know, their retired life, and they don't always have the income and the needs, the means to help themselves out themselves. So we definitely came in and helped them out, which was great. It was a good feeling to help the community.
Businesses that I've come to know and love, as Sanibel has become my holiday home for about 5 years, sat closed and boarded up, damaged with broken windows.
Well, it's just wiped us all out. There are very few businesses that are functioning at this point on the island. You know, we've had, thankfully, Jerry's, where we're sitting, is open, and that's been almost a North Star, just having a grocery store here where you can go and buy napkins and paper towels and things like that.
Jeff Blackman, owner of Sanibel Carts, thought he prepared enough, but that wasn't the case.
So many hurricanes come near and swerve at the last minute that, and we've all been through hurricanes, that set your expectations for what to think is going to happen. And I think even those of us who thought we were preparing, obviously weren't preparing for storm surges of, you know, 8.5 feet in our house and 4 feet in our office and all that sort of thing.
Sanibel's mission statement is conservation. There are no high-rise buildings. There are special rules to follow when it comes to using the water. Amongst all the conversation, some on Sanibel, like Bob Moore, believe their efforts working with nature help them endure this storm and that it's time to work together ahead of the next.
These are not partisan political issues. These are not things that affect Democrats and Republicans differently. We need to align as U.S. citizens and understand that this is science and that we do have solutions. And it's not just the environment versus the economy. The solutions that we have to reduce our carbon footprint are also drivers of our economy. We're going to fall behind the rest of the world if we don't really rapidly align ourselves and get rid of all the politics and focus on solving these problems.
While community is strong on the island, Moore says the message is clear. The threat isn't over.
This happens everywhere, where it gets national coverage a week or two after the event, and then it starts trickling away. There's other things happening all over, you know, the world and the country, but we're still dealing with this. This is going to be something we're dealing with for years to come. The debris that is all over this island, the impact that this storm had is substantial. So even just the locals doing our wildlife sightings and helping us collect data so we know the impact, the full impact of this storm, and getting people just to understand that this is a problem that's probably not going away anytime soon. We're going to probably have another hurricane. You know, this is a cycle. We had Charlie, we had Irma, we had now Ian. So this is an area that gets impacted by hurricanes. We know that living here, that's what we choose to deal with. But the severity of them and what we probably will deal with in the future is only going to be better understood by understanding what happened here with Ian, and getting that data from the locals and getting the locals here to care. But outside people that don't live in Southwest Florida, it's one of those things, you can always donate money and that's great. But just getting an understanding of how these hurricanes and storms impact areas like this, these communities, like this is a city, people work here, people live here full time, even though it's hard that to understand that when you visit, it devastated an entire city.